Today, we will be hearing from Josh Adsit from Movement Christian Church in Merrimack, New Hampshire. He and his wife moved here 4 years ago to plant that church, Kelly's neighbor, literally. And he will be talking to us today just about loving our neighbors and how we can go about that. At Movement Christian Church, he started the 603 Day, where they just take a day in June and love their neighbors in New Hampshire. And they've started Love 802, which is the same thing, just 802 is Vermont. So we're going to hear about him from loving our neighbors today. And we're so excited to hear from him.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Josh, and I am going to be teaching today. I am thrilled to get to be with you, and your community is just so special to me. I have had the joy and honor of getting to know you and know the impact that you guys have made from afar. And as one of Pastor Kelly's neighbors, it has been so fun to get to see what God is doing through you guys in this very special time, in this very special place. I live in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and I'm one of the guys on the team of a brand new church plant planted about 4 years ago called Movement Christian Church. And I am thrilled to have this chance and this opportunity to hang out with you guys online. And a little bit about me before we get going. I love football and I love hockey. I love the run. I love carbonated beverages. And I'm having a really hard time not getting to hug people or high five or fist bump. And so high fives right now, wherever you are. So today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about love. Love, practically speaking, in a really hard time and place and context. I am an Enneagram 7. I am off the charts in terms of wanting to be with people, loving to be with people, and dying, absolutely dying when I don't get to be with people. My wife and I, Jesse, have just recently celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary together. I know what you're thinking, he can't be old enough to be married for 15 years. Yeah, well, it's actually true. My wife and I have actually been dating since we were 15 years old. And so we have now officially been together for more of our lifetime than we have actually been apart. It's crazy. And she's taught me so much about love. Jesse is an exceptionally strong leader. And I've loved being partnered with her in ministry for 15 plus years. And I learn more about the heart of God from her than I think any podcast or book or resource that I've really picked up. She works in the medical field, and she has been obviously in the throes of this season, like all of us, caught off guard so many times. There was a situation where she was in this place, and there was a guy down, and he was, because of what was going on, he was restrained, he was bound, he had his arms tied down, he had his ankles locked up, and he was kind of coming in and out of consciousness. And it was a situation where many of us have ever, you know, if you've had your wisdom teeth taken out, you wake up talking silly. Well, he was combative for a bit, and he came up and he said, "I know why I'm here. I know why I'm here." And my wife and her colleagues were standing around her. And don't tell anybody this, okay? It's like a big violation if you tell anybody. My wife and her coworkers were like, "Why are you here?" And this gentleman looks at my wife and he says, "I'm here because you guys are turning me into a superhero." And everyone's wearing the masks and nobody can see their, you know, he can't see their reactions, and all the ladies are laughing. There's a moment of silence and he looks at them and he said, "You may proceed." And the ladies just died laughing. Like, this man had waited his entire life to become a superhero, and it was finally happening in the middle of a pandemic. And I think that is my story, right? That is your story. We've all been waiting for that moment where we're like, okay, like, God, do something in me, do something to me. I'm waiting for this moment. I want my life to matter, and I want it to matter big. All right, God, you may proceed. You ever been there? I've been there a whole lot. And oftentimes when I find out exactly how God wants to proceed, I'm kind of like, no. I don't want it to go down that way. I want it to be my way, but my way has never been the best way. The big idea for today is simply this: let love take you out of your way to make someone's day. Let love take you out of your way to make someone's day. I'll never forget the first time my wife and I purchased our first home, and we hadn't been married for a very long time, and we were so excited to be first-time homeowners, and our driveway had just completely been resurfaced, and it was like brand new concrete, and it was like gray. And I had a really old car, like a 1997 Honda Civic, rest in peace. And I knew that if I parked in the driveway, my car was gonna leak oil and all kinds of other liquids all over the driveway. And I thought, just, you know, trying to be a wise businessman, knowing that one day we may sell this property, I didn't want stains all over the driveway. And so for 2 years, I literally parked on the street so that I wouldn't leak oil on the driveway. And one night, my wife and I had some friends over, and you know, I didn't give the memo to my friends, and they had parked in the middle of the driveway, and it was dark and night whenever they left. And I woke up the next morning, and there was a giant stain on the driveway. And I felt like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. For 2 years, I have preserved my driveway. The pores of this rock have stood firm, and now all of my hard work is for nothing. And I just remember that moment being like, man, almost feeling guilty and almost feeling shame for being disappointed or discouraged. And there was a moment like right after that, and I realized like, man, this is like so silly. Like, I've given like myself to this silly, crazy thing. Like, surely this doesn't matter to God. A few nights later, we had our group over to our house, and like everybody parked in the driveway. And the next morning I walked outside and I looked at my driveway, and it was just covered with stains all over the driveway. And it was just this special moment in me where I think that God kind of went out of his way to say, hey, Josh, like, this is what love does. Love kind of leaks everywhere that it goes. And I just kind of like, from that moment on, like every single time I would look at my driveway, there would be this beautiful evidence of God's love and his grace, not just in my life, but in my family's life. And it took God a whole lot of time to break me from the pride and the trivialism and all the materialism that was inside there. And it's almost like God completely went out of his way. I think every single one of us who are watching online right now, all of us want to follow Jesus. We want to grow in our journey with him and our relationship with him, our intimacy with him, our relationship with those who are following Jesus, and our influence with the people outside. And I think, like most kids, we're kind of like always ready to go on an adventure. And nothing like COVID-19 season has like put the brakes on adventure. Well, a few of our friends, we just got together and said, well, how can we radically love our neighbors here in Southern New Hampshire, as well as wherever God gives us opportunity? How can we do that in this season? And so in the state of New Hampshire, it has one area code, and the area code is 603. And so on June 3rd, we just wondered how many of our friends would be up for giving a day away. Not just giving an entire day away in a random day of the week, but what could happen if we gave our day away and we went out of our way to make someone's day? And so we were really surprised when, in the middle of COVID, over 100 adults took off of work to give their day away to partner with projects and to love people all across the 603, people who would never, ever, ever be able to pay us back. It was a day kind of like that where you might remember the story in John chapter 4. Jesus is like, hey guys, listen, we kind of got to go out of our way. We got to go through Samaria. And everyone's hair on the back of their neck stood up. And like, Samaria to, wait a minute, we don't have to go through Samaria. And I think that every single person wanted to go with Jesus where he was going, but all of a sudden when they found out the plan, they were like, no, Samaria, there's no way, not me, not now, not us. I can't get caught being in Samaria. And I think for us as a team, as we planned our day on 603 to give it entirely away, all of us were like, oh my gosh, what could go wrong? What if we get caught in public as a big giant group and half the group's not wearing masks and a reporter comes up to us and there's just going to be some tension. And as we began to put our ear to the ground and we began to look for where the stains on the pavement were, we found out that there were several food pantries in our neighborhood that were overused and undersupplied. And so we had a team leader load up and they moved their team into a big box store. They found the general manager whenever they walked in, and many of the items they were going to buy for the food supply organization had restrictions and limits on them. And the general manager, once they found out what this group was doing, they said, there are no limits to what you can buy right here. And it was in that moment where that leader just gathered and huddled everybody around him. We're like, guys, like, there are no limits here. There are no limits on the amount of love that God wants to pour out through us. This is the story that we get to participate in. Another group put together care packages for families that were struggling with food insecurity, that when their kids were to come through, they were able to get very specific foods and snacks just for them. Another organization we were able to partner with puts together meal packs and kits for kids to actually eat during the weekend when schools wouldn't be able to provide meals through a school bus dropping them off at their house. We had a number of people build porches for our handicapped neighbors, and we showed up to get to love on a nursing home and do yard work and prepare flower beds and pull weeds. And we were met with over and over, there's just so much to do, but nobody who is able, and all of our volunteer teams who signed up stepped out on this one. Another group of people put together a car parade for all of the first responders, the police, firefighters, our cafeteria workers who were stationed outside the school passing out meals, and showed up in a really big way. They went entirely and totally out of their way to make someone's day, and it didn't just stay there. It didn't just like end on this one day. It was so much bigger than this day. For us as a community, our dream is to help start 1,000 churches by 2050. And we recently got this crazy radical generous gift from a church that was on its final, in its finest hour, in the final hour. A church that was started over 60 years ago that had dwindled down to about 10 people. They gifted us their building in Rutland, Vermont. And as you guys know, New Englanders know, Vermont has one area code, and the area code of Vermont is, do you know it? It's 802. And so when all of our people got together, realized what God was doing in Rutland, Vermont, some 2.5 hours away from us, one of our leaders came up to me and said, hey, you know what we did on 603 day? And I was like, yeah, I remember, I was there. Like, I got this shirt. Well, what if that was just like a big giant dress rehearsal for 802? And I was like, what do you mean? And I came up with a whole bunch of excuses, and I think I knew what they meant right off the bat. They're saying we need to go to Rutland, Vermont in the middle of a pandemic, cross state lines, and go love people. And they looked at me, this leader looked at me and was like, Josh, this is what you said. This is what Jesus did. Love goes out of our way to make someone's day. What could happen if we go really out of our way? And so we just said, okay, well, let's do it. And so we put the ask out there and we said, who wants to go to Vermont on August the 2nd to go just be a nobody extra in this big story that God is writing, a story of grace and a story of forgiveness and redemption, a story of new life and abundance, a story of hope and mercy and justice. Well, more people signed up for 802 day than they did on 603 day. More than 100 people loaded up in their cars and drove 2.5 hours to Rutland, Vermont to just go out of their way. It turns out that many of us, we're looking for love. We're looking to receive it. We're looking to be a resource for other people. And very much so, like this moment that has been cemented in history for Jesus, Jesus went out of his way to look this beautiful woman in the eye and say, I think what you're looking for is the right thing, but you're looking for it in the wrong places. And he restored her and he gave her a brand new purpose and brand new vision to live. He didn't condemn her. He gave her an invitation into a winsome new life. The kind of life that just shows up. The kind of life that doesn't stay far away. The kind of life that doesn't just park the old Civic on the street so that you don't stain the driveway. The kind of life that comes close. The kind of life that continues to persevere and to push forward. The kind of life that doesn't wait on other people to show up, but the kind of life that is motivated by love, a love that shows up. So Harbor, I just have one question for you, and maybe you already know the answer to, I bet you do. Where is love needed most? Where is love needed most? Think about that. I want you to spend some time with the people that are closest to you today and answer that question. Where is love needed most? And what is required of me? I mean, it may take you next door. It may take you picking up the phone and calling somebody that you've seen on social media has really been suffering. It may require you to go out of your way, and maybe it might just require you to step outside of the geographical boundary of your state. But no matter where love is needed, God wants to use you to take it there. Are you ready? Are you with me? Are you ready to do this? Because your next move could be the one move that your friend or your neighbor or coworker might just be one move away from finding their way back to God. And that move might require you. And that's a story worth leaking on the driveway for. Let's pray. God, we love you so much. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Help us to be generous and willing to share. Help us to go the extra mile. Father, we pray that you would humble us, that we would come before you with open hands and willing feet and ears ready to hear. Father, move us where you need us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.